Oh, yeah, the mighty Metallica. Yeah.
Rock,
oh,
10- yeah. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's up, you ace?
Yeah.
621, quick look at your forecast for today. We got a heavy chance of rain in the afternoon, high of 48. Tonight, more rain, low of 38. Tomorrow, chance for some rain and thunder.
Nice.
High of 62. So at least the weather's crappy while we're stuck inside. So we do see some colder nights and days as we get into the weekend, but then it's going to pop back up. So it
if
still
it's
feels rain, springy.
Bring me some of that thunder, man.
Yeah, so you can sleep better.
Spring's coming.
Oh, that's all, so you can take naps better. That's all it is.
That too.
Anyway, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're listening to the thunder, while you're stuck in your house. Perfect. This is crazy.
Sure.
Hunter, do you want to take it off, or do you want me to lead in with the sentence to kick this off?
You lead in with a sentence because I'm not happy about it.
Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots.
Yes,
he made it official. Well, he made it official yesterday. Everyone before was kind of like, oh, is he going? What's happening? Oh, maybe it's just hot air. He actually made it official. Now, what's next? Brady is moving on to a new stage, and according to reports, he has already signed a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What?
Come on, man. Come on. I don't think anybody around it, you know, all the hype, we've been talking about it for like a month, probably longer than that, really. And he goes to the Bucs.
He goes to the Bucs. The Bucs were 7-9 last year.
It was the talks between what, the Bucs or the Titans was one of them,
yep.
Colts.
And yet, Titans were on there, and I think a lot of people,
Chargers
were kind of kicking it around, which the Titans signed Tannehill. They said, no, this is our guy. He did great for us, which, you know, I think that's fair. I think that's smart just to have Brady in for a couple years. Brady's deal is reportedly worth $30 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Going to the Bucs. Dude, he might as well. He should have went to the Lions. At least he'd have been a little bit closer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I would like to hear him talk about it in his thought process on it. You know, it's got to come from the man himself. Why, Tom? Why?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So this is interesting right here. For what it's worth, Patriots owner Robert Kraft and coach Bill Belichick also wished Brady well, but Kraft wanted a happy ending. No pun intended, by the way, on that. That's
Jesus,
hilarious.
Come on.
He implied that the team would have done anything to bring back Brady, but he chose to leave.
Yeah, it's because of Belichick, man. Him and Belichick, they just butt heads. It's so weird, too, because they're both, like, great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you would think that they would, you know, team up. And I it's just craziness to me, man. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, huh?
Buccaneers. You know, at least he's keeping with mascots that have hats. You know what I mean? The Patriots had their little Patriot hats. The Buccaneers got those pirate hats. So, you know.
I guess.
And they're both old. They're colonial.
You know what sucks about this situation, too?
What?
The Bucs don't play the Patriots.
You brought that up to me, and that's interesting because when I go back to what Brady could do, he could be another one of the legends that beats every single team, a la Brett Favre. Brett Favre beat every single team in the NFL after he switched from the Packers because he was able to play his team and beat the Packers. But Brady, I mean, maybe in the playoffs, could it happen?
Possibly, maybe. I don't know.
What do you think the Patriots, what do you think they even make the playoffs this year?
Dude.
Who do they have? They got Edelman?
I was listening to Dan Patrick yesterday, and they were talking about New England's QB at the moment. And I've never heard of the guy. I have no idea.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Right. I wish they would have made that swap. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah. Nope.
Garoppolo and Brady. Brady goes to San Francisco. That would have been awesome. But no, he's going to the Bucs. You know what I have heard? A lot of teams are picking on the Patriots. They're taking their players because people don't want to play for New England anymore.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
Watching it fall apart in front of their face. And they're like, you know, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
What's interesting now, too, is what is going to happen to, what is it, Jameis Winston? Mm-hmm. He's a free agent. Where's he going to go, you know?
Yeah.
Patriots?
I mean,
who knows, dude? But, yeah, I mean, if you just turn on ESPN, that's all they're talking about.
It's just this is the some of the biggest sports news in the last, I mean, it's huge. It's absolutely massive.
I'm trying to imagine him in that jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Brady with 2020, come this fall, Tom Brady will not be a New England Patriot. And that is effing crazy.
I'm kind of wondering how the people in Tampa feel about it.
I'm sure
they're happy, right?
They got to be happy. Of course, I think they won't be. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they're going to do that. They were 7-9 this year. With Brady as quarterback, maybe you go to 10-6. You know, okay, you just make the playoffs. I mean, that's a lot better than not making the playoffs. I don't know, though.
So is his last couple years, if he's going to the Bucs, all right, think about this. Is he just having fun with the sport now? Is he just like, you know what, I got 6 rings, I've accomplished so much, let's just end this career on a high note, let's have fun with it. And
I guess, but wouldn't you want to go to a team where you could have a little bit, what's better than winning? Winning's the most fun part of any sport, all right?
Maybe he took too long. Maybe he speculated way too long, and team finally had to make a decision, and they're like, sorry, man. Like,
No, but that's the thing, is that's what Kraft is saying. He's like, no, we would have done anything. He chose to leave.
Yeah. So well, I'm just saying to have more options.
Yeah, maybe.
Go to, you know? I think early on he had more options than what he did yesterday.
That or maybe it's Tom Brady out to prove to everyone that, no, I am the GOAT, and I'll prove it by going to a different team and winning a Super Bowl on a different team. Maybe that's what he's trying to accomplish, but unfortunately, he's not going to be able to do that with the Bucs. I don't see it happening. I do not see it happening in 2 years.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, we'll see. But
it's a wild decision. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Absolutely, you know? Crazy, man. Tom Brady is a Buck. We'll end with one last thing. This is for me. The Packers got rid of Jimmy Graham. He's going to the Bears. Old Stonehand Jimmy Graham is out of here. Thank God, Packers fans. That's good news.
Pick him up.
Yeah, they would. I don't know why they did. And it's not like they signed him for a small contract. I don't know what. God, the Bears, stop shooting yourselves in the foot, for God's sakes. Oh, anyway, that's your sports, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.